Patricia de Lille, the mayor of Cape Town, returns to the courts tomorrow to go and argue that the, I suppose, applying of the clause in the DA's constitution that rescinds her membership of the DA following an interview she conducted with Eusebius Makeza right here on Cape Talk a couple of weeks ago, that is unfair and incorrectly applied to her. In addition to that, she will be taking the decision by the city council to effectively strip her of any powers. She now needs to rule by consensus, meaning that the mayoral committee membership needs to agree collectively to any massive decisions that the mayor will have to take. And should the MAKO not agree, because it is unfortunately divided at the moment, city council, the council sitting rather, will have to then make the decisions necessary. Patricia de Lille, in response to this, says that this is akin to having to carry a passbook in the apartheid days, and obviously she will take the matter to court. The big headline in the Sunday Times this morning, it was a mistake to keep Zille. That statement attributed to Musi Maimane. He was being interviewed by Ranjeni Munusami of the Sunday Times, and her article reads, DA leader Musi Maimane has admitted for the first time to difficulties in his relationship with Western Cape Premier Helen Zille, saying that she should have been removed from decision-making structures after she stepped down as party leader in May 2015. Maimane said Zille, who enthusiastically backed him as her successor, would not return to any DA government positions after her term as Premier ended next year. He said it was untenable to keep your former leader and your current leader in the same structures or in the same function. Being a party leader is like being a pilot flying through turbulent waters. The last thing you need is the former pilot sitting in the jump seat trying to tell you what to do. It was a very frank interview that Ranjeni has written about on the front page of the Sunday Times. To analyze all of this for us is a political analyst with UNISA, Professor Lesebo Tofu, joining us on the line from Limpopo. Lesebo, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Yeah, greetings to you, Africa, and the listeners.
In the article in the Sunday Times, they quote Helen Zille, who later on actually acknowledges that she understands what Musi Maimane is going through, because she herself was a newly elected leader of the DA caucus with Tony Leon, the former leader, serving on that same caucus, and it was very, very difficult. Do you agree with the sentiment that Musi shares, I suppose, that perhaps Helen Zille should have been giving a very different role post his election to the leadership of the DA?
Well, maybe that's possibly, obviously, the most prudent thing to do, that when a new leader comes on board, he should be given a chance at least to stamp his authority within the realms and the protocols of the organization. And that applies, I don't think, to Musi, but to many leaders across the board, be it in South Africa. You can see what is happening also with the Ramaphosa and Jacob Zuma, and you have seen in America, it's always the best thing to do. You walk away and you don't look back, lest you trip or at least your shadow influence and affect the new incumbent.
He is undergoing quite a lot of pressure, though, at the moment. I mean, in the build-up to the Federal Elective Congress that they held in April, I think he was trying to extend the term that a federal leader of the organization will serve, and that was turned down. He obviously tried frustratingly to ensure that there was a diversity clause within the Constitution, and there was some compromise that they came to reach. And this matter involving Patricia de Lille, which we'll focus on shortly, is truly frustrating his leadership at the moment.
Look, the diversity clause, I think it was necessary and it is still necessary for them. It is how it is being interpreted that becomes contentious. But if they are to grow, and indeed they are growing, and there are concerns that the African voice is less heard or recognized. And there is no way that if you are a responsible and responsive leader, you wouldn't want to do something about that. And I don't want to attribute that solely to him. I think there are many people, including of other colors, who would say it was something to consider.
Let's focus it then a bit on Cape Town. Patricia de Lille returning to the courts in the Western Cape tomorrow to go and argue against the decision by the DA to rescind her membership.
Yes. You know, Patricia de Lille of yesteryears and Patricia de Lille of today are two different animals as far as I'm concerned. She carried a lot of weight, but I think her currency has, her name has lost some currency with time. There is still this question that she has consistently refused to answer. Have you or haven't you sent an SMS to influence an outcome of an interview? I listened to Karima Brown for almost 7 minutes asking one question consistently. She never came out to respond unequivocally to that question. We also have to be fair and consistent in our assessment of the saga as it plays out. She projects herself more as a victim, but I think to some extent she is the author thereof. And it has to be said in the way it ought to be, not taking away the contribution she has made. Maybe like many others, she has overstayed, and she is now beginning to mar, if not to discount, the legacy she has built over the years.
Because she's taking it personally, it seems. Because you're right, Lesiba. Why not just dispute whatever evidence has been put forward by the DA? Because her claim is that she wants to defend her name, right? And to make sure that her name is clean, because ultimately in politics, that's all you have. But she wants to do this in a disciplinary process that will test the charges in an open platform, something that she knows the DA will not be agreeable to necessarily. In an interview that Musi Maimane did with Eusebius on Thursday, I think it was, it could have been early on in the week, he does tell Eusebius that there are certain things that he believes Patricia de Lille is guilty of, including sending an SMS. And it would be the easiest of things for Patricia to say, well, here's my phone, you can test it forensically, and then produce the evidence to counter what Musi Maimane was saying, and therefore the DA is saying, and then say, there you are, I'm innocent, and this is all a campaign to try and get me out of that office.
Yes, look, I mean, again, she has been a member of the DA, applying and executing policies of the DA. Suddenly, when she's the one on trial, she wants to change the rules of the game. We don't work like that. People are no fools, neither are they idiots, right? You never had concerns with the application of those rules, including, right, hearing matters in private or not in public. Now, suddenly, that because it is you, you want to change the rules. And when people say, but these are the rules of the game that you were party to, perhaps some of them you authored, then you want to cry foul. And then you say, I'm being victimized. They are coming up with clause X or clause Z solely because they want to deal with me. I really am disappointed in her because she stood for something. And indeed, I give her immense credit. But I think in the past few months, she's increasingly damaging her legacy. And I don't think, even when people just have to think that she may go this way or go that way, I think her currency is far less worth than it was about 6 months ago.
Is the DA not potentially scoring own goals, though, by this move this past Thursday that basically strips Patricia of all her executive powers as the mayor of Cape Town? In my understanding, this is the first time that this has happened, certainly at a metro in South Africa, where the council has come to this decision.
Yes, look, the DA too, how they are handling that, I think it's also a hot potato for them. But they also have this history and reputation that says they deal with matters quickly and decisively and almost unequivocally. And I think it's that they are trying to apply. But in the course thereof, I see some damage, almost collateral damage, being done to it, and as well as to the de Lille herself. But either way it goes, I think they have to deal with this matter decisively and once and for all. They will take some knock here and there, but in the long run, I think it's a fairly strong institution, and it will still come out stronger at a later stage. They will regroup and still move on.
They're fast running out of time, though, Lesiba. I mean, the elections are, less than a year away, and this is definitely going to be very much fresh on our minds when we go and mark an X next to a political party of our choosing come the provincial and national elections next year.
Yes, they might be running out of time while they are doing the right thing. You see, I once said about President Ramaphosa that worry not about staying for 5 or 10 years. If in the 18 months that you have before the next election, you can impact so much on South Africa, like Thomas Sankara did, history will judge you favorably than those who stay for 30, 50 years only to ruin their countries. So if in what they are going through, they can come out with a much stronger party whose identity is still consistent with what people believe they stood for. Why is it that in the past 10 years, it has been the fastest growing party? They are going through these knocks here and there, here and now, and they are going through these challenges. Yes, it is in the nature of human being. When once there is more than one person, there will always be contradictions and challenges, but let's manage them and move on. And be prepared to suffer some consequences.
And how would you advise Busi Maimane to be managing these turbulent waters? How does he turn it around? How does he ensure that there is one message coming out of the DA? Because at the moment, we're thinking, well, are they a liberal party? Probably not. They obviously needing to include some elements that are responding to the social needs of this country. Are they doing it effectively? Some would argue yes, some would argue no. The one thing that's always been clear about the DA is that they will run generally a clean government, but that at the moment is taking a secondary role to obviously the mess that they're going through right now. So how would you advise Musi going forward in recapturing the imagination of South Africans as far as a promise that the DA holds?
Stay firm, remain focused, and you inherited a fairly strong, robust institution. Zille made it what it is, a blue wave that really almost impacted on the nation. Just ensure that you're built on that. But be mindful, you'll always get challenges. So let's call it an interregnum. This moment as an interregnum. The old refuses to die and the new takes too long to be born. But something will give in. If it is a vision you have, doesn't matter what it takes, say, I will make my contribution, I'll pass the baton, but I'll sit back and say, when I was given an opportunity, I did the best I could for my party and for my country.
Lesiba, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Professor Lesiba Tefo is a political analyst with UNISA, joining us on the line there from Limpopo.